Well, very happy to say, and there's a terrific initiative in Manly to do with plastic, which we'll talk about. I've got the member for Manly, but he also happens to be the Premier of New South Wales, Mike Benn, on the line. G'day.
G'day, Tim. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Mate, we'll talk about plastic-free in a minute, but, geez, you've been busy, haven't you? All of these infrastructure announcements and a well-received budget, and not before time. I've been saying to my listeners for a very long time, after 16 years of basically bugger all, God, it's good to see things being done.
Well, I think that's right, Tim. I think that everyone can see that the projects that have been spoken about are actually being delivered. I mean, there's over 160 trains in the sky that the Treasurer announced that during the week. So it really is the lead in the nation, and it's what I've called the crane index. But more importantly, it's big projects that will make a difference to people's lives. So the Northwest Rail Link, the tunnelling is halfway done. So 30 kilometres of tunnelling required, 15 kilometres done. The Darling Harbour Convention Centre, that comes out of the ground. You've seen Barangaroo. Work has started on the M4, the North Connects project. So it's just fantastic to see these projects being built. And, you know, the budget is in a strong position. It kind of reflects 4 years of hard work, but it gives us the capacity to do more. And, you know, that's what I've asked all the ministers and all the public servants. If you've got a capacity to do more infrastructure and do it quicker and look at opportunity to improve services, well, that's what we should be doing. So I think the government's finally got in a position that it's getting out of the way and it's delivering what the committee would expect.
Yeah, do you get a bit frustrated, but I suppose it's human nature for people to say, well, God, my life's being disrupted, but, and it's an old expression, but to make an omelette, you've got to crack a few eggs, don't you?
Well, that's exactly right, Tim. And yeah, I've been pretty clear on this, as the Transport Minister and the Roads Minister in particular, that as we go about building this infrastructure, there will be inconvenience. And it is going to be difficult at times, but we know the benefits that will come in the longer term. So we're asking people to take account of this inconvenience, and as we're going through it, just to understand, well, how good it will be when the project's done. And we'll do everything we can to minimise that inconvenience, but look, this city will be changed, absolutely changed, on the back of what we are building. And it's going to make everyone's life easier to get around and better to be supported, improve quality of life on the back of it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the people of Sydney and New South Wales have got a twig that this has to be done. Now, if we're going to have, you know, 6 million people here in 15 years' time or 20 years' time, I mean, all of this has to be done. Otherwise, we're going to be in big trouble.
That's exactly right. I mean, the option of doing nothing, and, I mean, effectively, that's what the opposition was promising in the last election. Well, you're condemning things such as congestion, which are costing $7 to $8 billion a year, is going to get worse if they're forecast to head up to $30 billion. So you slow down the economy, you choke the city, you reduce productivity, you reduce the quality of people's lives. And I mean, the trains, they've reached their capacity across a time frame of effectively from 2017 to 2024. So if you don't do the metro project that we're doing, then which enables us to increase capacity by 60%, well, people's trains are full. That's just not something that you can entertain. So we're taking action, we're doing it now, and, you know, we're excited by the progress we're making.
Yeah, as far as stamp duty is concerned, now we all know that you've got a windfall there of some $7 billion, and people say, well, you know, that's a handbrake on housing affordability, but it's $7 billion that you've got. Is there some sort of a trade-off that's possible in there?
Well, I mean, what we've done, Tim, and I mean, the windfall is about $1 billion extra than we anticipated. And in years gone by, what happened is extra money and windfall revenues have come in, and the state government just frittered it away and did nothing with it. Whereas if we get every dollar of windfall revenue that comes in, we put it into the infrastructure fund and it enables us to build more infrastructure that we need. So schools, roads, rail, hospitals. And that's a positive thing. We have said that we are sort of obviously open to this relief. That's something that we said would do as part of the tax reform discussion for the second part of the year. And, you know, it is an inefficient tax. It is something that, you know, we would like to reduce, but, you know, we need to make sure we do it in a considered way, in a holistic way, and not piece by piece.
Yeah, exactly. And just one more thing on infrastructure, and it's where you live. I suppose some would say it's the missing link in the whole plan, and it seems to be far off. And I remember the Labor Party banging on about building a second crossing over the Spit, and it never happened. It was never going to. It probably should, and there probably should be a Warringah Freeway too, because as you know, you live there. There's only one way in and one way out. So is that going to be on the drawing board anytime soon?
The exciting part of the plan, I mean, it's longer term. So over the next 10 years, we get the work underway to build the Western Harbour Tunnel, which is connected into the beaches. And that is effectively, as you say, the last piece of the motorway puzzle. And that is something that we'll be proud to deliver now. That's expected to be started within the next 10 years. I mean, my job is to see if we can bring that forward. Obviously talk to the federal government, obviously look at other options we might have, but we will be getting that underway. The planning wasn't done, the work wasn't done, it wasn't included as part of in motorway network, well, it now is, but now it's just a matter of how quickly we can bring it forward. But in the meantime, there's a significant amount of roads funding, $633 million going to the North Beaches, which is the roads around hospital.
Okay, yeah. Tell you what, it must make you very proud. We're the economic powerhouse of the country, New South Wales, I think, if not the best, close to it, unemployment figure in the country. And as we can all see, there's cranes in the sky, there's those wonderful boring machines going through sandstone, and it just looks like the place is on the move. So you must be proud of all that.
No, very, very proud, Tim. And I think the team has done a fantastic job. Gladys Berwick, her first budget was outstanding, and Andrew Constance is doing an outstanding job at transport, Duncan in roads, and everyone, you know, every single member of the team has got a laser-like focus in trying to make a contribution while we're here. We know the politics sort of passes very quickly, but while we're here, we want to do all we can. Certainly very proud of what we're seeing on the ground at the moment.
Now, this, it might seem small by comparison, but it's not actually, when I think about these little plastic items. You've joined with the council in Manly to have a plastic-free July. Now, we're not talking about banning plastic, but all those pesky little pieces of plastic we use.
Yeah, well, I love this. It's voluntary, in a sense. It's a challenge that's gone out to the Manly community, and we'll love to be closely watching this from a state government point of view on how successful it is. I mean, trying to take the millions of tonnes of plastic that find themselves, particularly into marine environments, is something we're trying to remove. So the retailers have signed up, so there's sort of no plastic bags for the major retail, Coles and Woolies. A number of shops have. Coffee shops are coming on board, and it's an individual pledge as well to every member or every community member. What can you do personally? And,
yeah.
You know, I think when you think of the number of takeaway coffee cups, which I am something a regular part of my day-to-day, using reusable will obviously make a contribution. You haven't got all those plastic lids, etc. So
yeah,
it's a small thing, but I think I can't wait to see what the collective effort is, because big range of support has come across the community for it.
Yeah, look, just don't throw them in the street. You know, I live not that far. I come down to have a surf at Mona Vale during the summertime, and you see a lot of them, don't you? The plastic lid off a coffee cup, a straw, a plastic bottle, just lying in the gutter or next to a bin on the beach, and you think, now, come on, dudes, pick them up and get rid of them.
Yeah, well, there's a personal responsibility to the disposal, but there's also an option to reduce the amount.
Yeah.